Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Fat Kitchen by Andrea Chessman is a practical cookbook and kitchen reference focused on traditional animal fats, especially lard, tallow, sweat, and poultry fat such as schmaltz. Positioned as both a how-to manual and a recipe collection, the book aims to help modern home cooks confidently source, render, cure, store, and cook with fats that were once staples, but became less common in many contemporary kitchens. Chessman blends technique with context, explaining why different fats behave differently and how those properties affect frying, roasting, baking, and everyday flavor building. The book also addresses common questions about fat and health in a grounded way, emphasizing thoughtful selection and quality sourcing rather than fear of an ingredient. Roughly 100 recipes then translate the theory into practice, showing how these fats can improve texture in pastries, produce crisp yet non-greasy fried foods, and add depth to savory dishes. The overall purpose is to make animal fats approachable, useful, and delicious in daily cooking. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, understanding what animal fats are and how they behave in cooking. A key foundation of the book is learning why lard, tallow, sweat, and poultry fat are not interchangeable, even if they all function as cooking fats. Chessman explains the basics of how fats differ in texture, flavor, and performance, giving cooks a practical vocabulary for choosing the right one for the job. This includes how saturation levels influence firmness at room temperature, how a fat's flavor can either disappear into a recipe or become a signature note, and why certain fats excel in specific applications like high heat frying or delicate pastry. Rather than treating fat as a single category, the book encourages thinking in terms of functional traits such as crisping power, browning behavior, and mouthfeel. That framework helps readers predict results, troubleshoot when something tastes too heavy or too mild, and avoid wasting a prized rendered fat on a use that does not showcase its strengths. The result is a more intentional style of cooking, where fat is an ingredient with character, not just a neutral medium. Secondly, sourcing quality fat from pasture, raised animals to practical shopping options. Fat Kitchen emphasizes that good results start with good raw material. Chessman encourages readers to pay attention to where fats come from and how the animals were raised, with a clear preference for higher quality sources when possible. The book addresses the reality that not everyone buys whole animals or has extensive freezer space, so it offers a practical approach to sourcing that can work for urban and suburban cooks as well as homesteaders. Readers are guided toward options like asking butchers for specific cuts of fat, seeking farms and farmers markets, and purchasing rendered fats when unrendered supplies are hard to find. The goal is to make the process approachable without glossing over the fact that fat quality affects flavor, aroma, and usefulness. This sourcing perspective also fits the book's broader message of returning to traditional kitchen skills while staying realistic about modern constraints. By linking sourcing decisions to cooking outcomes, Chessman helps readers see why the effort matters and how to begin at a comfortable level. Thirdly, rendering animal fat safely and effectively at home. The most hands-on instructional material in the book centers on rendering. The process of gently melting fat to separate it from connective tissue and impurities so it becomes a clean, usable cooking ingredient. Chessman provides step-by-step guidance for rendering different kinds of fat, including pork, beef, or lamb fats used for tallow, and poultry fat. The emphasis is on safe, reliable kitchen methods that can be done with common equipment, along with clear cues for doneness and clarity so readers know what to look for. Rendering is presented as both economical and empowering, turning a raw ingredient that might otherwise be discarded into something valuable and flavorful. The book also explains how rendering choices affect final quality, including how careful heat management can influence flavor and how filtering contributes to a cleaner result. By treating rendering as a foundational skill, Fat Kitchen equips cooks to build a personal pantry of fats tailored to their tastes and cooking habits, while reducing intimidation around working with raw fat. Fourthly, curing, storing, and keeping fats usable in a real home kitchen beyond rendering. The book spends meaningful attention on how to keep fats in good condition and how to preserve them through techniques like curing. Chessman discusses storage considerations that matter to everyday cooks managing odor, preventing off flavors, and choosing containers and locations that support shelf life. The guidance is oriented toward practical kitchen routines, so readers can maintain a dependable supply without turning their home into a special purpose facility. Curing and related preservation ideas are also connected to traditional foods where fat and salt work together as key elements in flavor and keeping quality. Importantly, the book treats these steps as part of a full workflow rather than isolated tricks, showing how sourcing leads into rendering, which leads into storage, which then affects cooking results. This systems approach is one reason the book can feel like a reference manual as much as a cookbook. For readers new to working with animal fats, the storage and preservation sections help remove anxiety and make experimentation more sustainable. Lastly, cooking and baking with lard, tallow. and poultry fat techniques and recipes that prove the point. The recipe chapters translate the book's core message into meals, demonstrating how animal fats can improve both flavor and texture across many cuisines and cooking styles. Chessman highlights fats as tools for achieving specific results: flaky pastry, tender baked goods, crisp fried foods that are not greasy, and savory dishes with deeper richness. The collection includes a wide range of traditional and culturally rooted dishes, showing that these fats are not a novelty, but a return to established culinary logic. Recipes and technique notes guide readers on where a particular fat shines, such as poultry fat in comfort foods, lard in baking, or tallow in hearty preparations. The variety also helps readers avoid the trap of treating rendered fat as a one-off project, encouraging them to integrate it into daily cooking. By pairing practical instruction with appetizing applications, the book builds confidence. Readers do not just learn how to render or store fat, they learn how to use it repeatedly in ways that justify the effort and make the kitchen feel more capable. In conclusion, Fat Kitchen is best suited to home cooks, adventurous bakers, and technique-minded readers who want to understand not only how to cook with animal fats, but also why they work. It will appeal to people interested in traditional food ways and those who enjoy building a from-scratch pantry. Yet it remains relevant to cooks without access to whole animals or large storage because it treats sourcing and workflow as flexible and realistic. The main practical benefit is competence readers learn to render and manage fats safely, store them well, and then use them in a wide spectrum of dishes where texture and flavor noticeably improve. The intellectual benefit is the reframing of fat as a diverse set of ingredients with distinct behaviors, which helps readers make better choices at the stove and in the bakery. What helps the book stand out among similar cookbooks is its combined scope and tone. Instead of being only a recipe collection or only a technical manual, it integrates explanation, kitchen craft, and plenty of applications in one place. That blend makes it a useful reference to return to, not just a book to cook through once. If you would like to support Andrea Chessman, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.